Please open your Bibles to the book of John, the 11th chapter. In your Schofield Bible, page 1130. John chapter 11, and beginning with the 21st verse, we'll read through the 28th verse and we'll read responsively. The 28th verse is the text verse for this morning's message, John chapter 11. Verses 21 through 28, page 1130. And let's stand, please, for the reading of this passage. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. Let's pray. Our Father, bless with thy power now this service. And Lord, you've, of course, have something in mind for this particular service. On this particular day. Now, for those who are present here, we pray that you'd give them a spirit of diligence concerning listening to thy word as it's preached. Help them to believe that there's something here that's helpful for them as individuals, and that it comes down to being just a matter of a life and death situation for some people here. We pray that you'd help. Bless our preacher with thy special blessing and power. And we pray that we'd not only use him, but pray that you'd use us each in the spirit of this holiday. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, I was counting one of the sections here this morning, just one little section, and I counted six times as many people as I used to preach to when I was a young pastor, just in one section. I rejoice this morning that there are hundreds and hundreds of people in this room today. Speak through me to their hearts, please. Amen. Perhaps the favorite place of our Lord was the little home at a little bend in the road on the back side of the Mount of Olives in a little town, village called Bethany. It was there where the one whom he loved so well, Lazarus, dwelt. With Lazarus dwelt his two sisters, Martha and Mary, about whom we spoke last week, Sunday night. Word came to Jesus when he was away from their house that Lazarus had died. After he waited for a while, he then decided to go and be with Mary and Martha. And there, the only time in all the Bible where we have recorded that Jesus wept. Now, we know that there are times when he did weep, but it never said that he wept except one place. He knew that Lazarus was about to be raised from the dead. He full well knew that Lazarus would live again. And yet, because someone he loved was grieving, Jesus wept, says the Bible. The Savior decided to come. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming to them, into the grave of Lazarus, she rose up and ran to meet Jesus. Mary, the Bible said, remained still in the house. When Martha met Jesus, she talked to him for a while. We haven't got time to go into the conversation, but she talked to him for a while. And then they came back toward Mary, And Martha comes to Mary in the house and says to Mary, "The Master is come and calleth for thee." When Mary heard that, she rushed to the feet of Jesus, as she always did. But I want to pick out those little words today. "The Master is come and calleth for thee." The first thing I want you to notice is the word "Master." The word, what Martha was saying is this. She's emphasizing the Master. The Master has come. I mean, he's calling Mary for thee. The shock of it all, that the Master was come, and the Master is calling for thee. I want you to notice the first two words, the Master. The Master is come. The word means controller. The one is in charge of everything. The one who runs the whole show. He's come. Mary, just a simple little maid there dwelling in a little city of Bethany on the wrong side of the Mount of Olives. And yet the Master, the King of Kings, is come and calleth for thee. The Creator of the universe is come and calleth for thee. The Sustainer and Giver of life has come and calleth for thee. The Controller of everything, the Boss Man, has come and calleth for thee. He was the Master. You see, blind eyes obeyed him and saw. Deaf ears obeyed him and heard. Mute tongues obeyed him and spoke. Lame legs obeyed him and walked. Stormy seas obeyed him and hushed. Raging winds obeyed him and calmed. Possessing demons obeyed him and fled. Dead bodies obeyed him and rose. Palsied hands obeyed him and still. Crushing sickness obeyed him and recovered. Fevered boughs obeyed him and cooled. Chaos obeyed him and organized. Fish obeyed him and brought him coins. Birds obeyed him and fed prophets. Water obeyed him and became wine. Death obeyed him and lived. Bread obeyed him and multiplied. Light obeyed him and shined. Seas obeyed him and parted. The earth obeyed him and shook. Darkness obeyed him and fled. The moon obeyed him and darkened. That's the one coming to look for Mary. No wonder Martha said, "The Master has come." Like you'd say, "Mr. Bush has come. The President has come and looketh for thee." Or, "The King has come and looketh for and calleth for thee." Mary, 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 you're sitting there in the house. "The Master has come and calleth for thee." Mary, guess who's come and called for you? The Master's come. I love that little story I often tell about a little girl who was in the hospital room and very, very sick. And the nurse was grouchy that morning. And so the little girl said, "Nurse, aren't you happy?" And the nurse grumbled something, and the little girl looked up and said, "Nurse, I guess you didn't hear the good news." And the nurse said, "What good news is that?" And she said, "Nurse, you didn't hear the good news, did you?" And she said, "What good news?" And she said, "The good news that Jesus got born. You hadn't heard that, had you? Did you hear the good news?" And that's what Martha said. "Did you hear the good news?" And that's what Christmas is all about. To tell the whole world, "Did you hear the good news? Jesus has come. Did you hear the good news? He was virgin born. Did you hear the good news? He never sinned. Did you hear the good news? He died for you on the cross. Did you hear the good news? He became your sin. Did you hear the good news? He rose from the dead after 72 hours. Did you hear the good news? He's ascended back to the Father. Did you hear the good news? He's sitting on the right hand of the Father now, interceding for you and for me. Hey, did you hear the good news? He's going to come again in the clouds of glory." And that's what Mary was saying. Martha was saying, "Mary, did you hear the good news?" Oh, ladies and gentlemen, did you hear the good news? The Master is come and calleth for thee. I mean, the King of Kings wants to come in your life today. I mean, the Creator of the universe comes to your little hovel today, and your little house today, and your little ghetto area today, and your rescue mission today, and your little deaf ears today, and your blind eyes today, and the Master's come, and He calls for you today. The Master's come and calleth for thee. But I want you to notice something else. Not only did the Master come and call, but I want you to notice it says, "The Master's come and calleth for thee." This was a little unknown grieving single woman. That's all she was. And by the way, women didn't amount to much in those days. They don't really amount to much anymore now. Women didn't amount to much. And a widow woman really didn't amount to much in those days. And or a single woman, she didn't work in those days. She couldn't be a policeman or a fireman or a prime minister or a governor. She shouldn't be. But anyway, Jesus, Mary said, "Hey, the Master's come, Mary, and calleth for thee." The Master's come, Zacchaeus, filled with your greed, and after having stolen money from people and taken money wrongly all these years, Zacchaeus, the Master is come and calleth for thee. The Master is come and calleth for thee. Peter and John, busy with your fishing business, occupied with making some money, the Master is come and calleth for thee. The Master is come and calleth for thee. Saul of Tarsus, thou persecutor of God's people, probably thou murderer of God's people, the Savior is come, the Master is come, Saul of Tarsus, and calleth for thee. The Master is come, Mary Magdalene, and calleth for thee. Mary Magdalene, possessed with your seven demons, a fallen woman, a woman that people would not have anything to do with, but the Savior has something to do with people that nobody else has anything to do with. The Master has come, Mary Magdalene. The Master has come, Zacchaeus, to deliver you from your thievery and your selfishness. The Master has come, Peter and John, to make you famous evangelists of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. The Master has come, Mary Magdalene, to make you pure and make you a decent woman and make you a woman that can minister the needs of our Savior and even be the one to whom He appears on the resurrection dawn. The Master has come and calleth for thee. The Master has come, Matthew, at your seat of custom. The Master has come and calleth for thee. The Master has come and calleth for thee, thief on the cross. I don't know why you are there. It may be you're there because you took somebody's life with your own hands, but that doesn't matter. The Master has come and calleth for thee. It may be that you have embezzled money from your employer, but that doesn't matter. The Master has come and calleth for thee. I do not know why you are there, thief. It may be that you've raped an innocent woman, but that doesn't matter. The Master has come and calleth for thee. Come, ye sinners, poor and needy. The Master has come and calleth for thee. And let me say this morning, up and down these aisles of this crowd this morning, the Master walks. And in these pews, the Master walks. And the Master calleth for thee. He calls for you, dear forgotten rescue mission man, wishing you could be with your family on Christmas Day. The Master has come and calleth for thee. The Master has come and calleth for thee, dear deaf people, living in your world of silence. No silent night for you to hear. No joy to the world comes in your ears. You've never heard the great old little town of Bethlehem. You know nothing about the Christmas carols. You never heard a Christmas cantata. But I've got some good news for you. The Master has come and calleth for thee. The Master has come and calleth for thee. The Master has come and calleth for thee, dear fallen woman, with your five husbands sitting there at the well of Sychar. The Master has come and calleth for thee. Matters not whether you've been an adulteress. The Master has come and calleth for thee. You have five husbands, or had five husbands, and living now with a man who's not your husband. The Master has come and calleth for thee. He wants to forgive your sins. He wants to write your name in heaven. He wants to make you pure. He wants to come in your life and make your life worth living. The Master has come and calleth for thee. The Master has come, Nicodemus, and calleth for thee. Thou the teacher of the Bible, but knoweth not what the Bible teaches. Thou the master of Israel, but knoweth not the master of Israel. Thou the expositor of the Scriptures, but have never had Jesus exposed to you. The Master has come, Nicodemus. The Master has come, and He calleth for thee. The Master has come and calleth for thee, O crippled man, after 38 years by the pool of Bethesda, waiting for someone to come and take your body and put you in the pool when the waters are troubled. The Master has come and calleth for thee. The Master has come and calleth for thee, O blind Bartimaeus, thou on the road to Damascus, thou who cannot see, thou who lives in a world of darkness all the time. The Master has come and calleth for thee. And let me say this morning, I don't care who you are, the Master loves you today. And the Master has come and calleth for thee. Christmas is more than just a little baby in a crib somewhere. Christmas is more than just peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Christmas is more than the liberal's Christmas of some non-virgin born, non-perfect, non-vicariously dying Jesus.
on the cross. Christmas is the King of Kings, the Savior of the world, who says to you, I want to change your life. I want you to be mine. I want to be yours. The Master has come and calleth for thee. The Master has come and calleth for thee, O demoniac of Gadara, ripping your clothing off, wild and frenzied and crazy. Your mind is demented. The Master has come, wants to put you in your own right mind and clothe you with His grace and with His righteousness. The Master has come and calleth for thee. The Master has come, little children, and calleth for thee. I know the disciples say, don't bother the Savior. But the Savior said, disciples, don't bother the children. Suffer, little children, forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. The Master comes this morning to every little child in this room and calleth for thee. The Master comes to every little bus kid in this room and calleth for thee. The Master has come and calleth for thee. The Master has come and calleth for thee. Thou doubting Thomas, dwelling in your doubts, the Master's come. He wants to show you the wounds in His hands and the wound in His side. He wants to show you the place where the blood did drip from His brow. The Master's come, O doubter, and calleth for thee. The Master's come and calleth for thee, O Philippian jailer, afraid and fear-fearing for your life. The earthquake has come. The jail is broken down. The prisoners have been loosened. And God has given them victory from the bonds and the chains. And thou who fearest, the Master is come. O jailer, He calleth for thee. The Master is come. Ethiopian eunuch reading God's word on the road to Gaza. The Master is come and calleth for thee. The Master is come. Cornelius, baptized in your sincerity, but not baptized with the Spirit of God. The Master is come and calleth for thee. The Master is come and calleth for thee. Emmaus disciples, filled with fear and despondency and discouragement and disillusionment. The Master, the one to whom you're talking, that's the Master. That's the Savior. He's no stranger accompanying you on a journey toward Emmaus. That's the Master. That's the one who died. That's the one who rose again. And that's the one who ever lives. He cometh and calleth for thee. Master has come and calleth for thee, deaf one living in your world of silence. Master has come and calleth for thee, mission man, lonely for your family. The Master has come and calleth for thee, bus kid, wondering what Christmas is really all about. The Master has come and calleth for thee, blind one, in your perennial midnight. The Master has come and calleth for thee, sailor boy, dwelling in your homesickness today. The Master has come and calleth for thee, college students, unable to go home. The Master has come and calleth for thee, Vietnamese, shackled by the memories of the Great War. The Master has come and calleth for thee, senior citizen, wondering about your future. The Master has come and calleth for thee, alcoholic, chained to your bottle. The Master has come and calleth for thee, young person, searching for identity in an homogenized world. The Master has come and calleth for thee, single mother, forsaken by your husband. The Master has come and calleth for thee. Bless God! Bless God! Hallelujah! The Master has come! Master has come and calleth for thee. Thank God He came to me when I was a little poor boy bound by the ghetto and called for me and lifted me from a life of loneliness and sadness and sorrow and heartache and made me not only a redeemed saint of His own, but made me a preacher of the gospel of redeeming grace. The Master has come and He calleth for thee. But I love this part. Martha said to Mary, Mary, the Master's come. The Master. Mary, did you hear? Who's come? The Master. He's the one that's come. And Mary, He calleth for thee. I love the word calleth there. I love the word calleth. The word calleth is the same word that is used in Matthew 26 and 34 when the rooster crowed after Peter had denied the Savior three times. The rooster didn't just say, cock-a-doodle-doo. He crowed good and loud. And the same word is used about the same word calleth for thee is used when Jesus came to the grave of Lazarus and Lazarus, come forth! Jesus was saying, Mary! Mary! He didn't say to Martha, where is Mary? Mary! 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 Mary, I've come! I'm calling for you! Mary! And that's the way He does it to you. Not with a still little tiny voice that says, be nice if you came. He called you by your first name. John and Bill and Susie and Dorothy and Rebecca and Robert and Peter. The Master's come. And He calleth. He shouteth for you. He wanted Mary.
Martha came and said, "The Master is come, and he calleth, he shouteth for you." Now come to the next little words. The Master, he has come. That's what Christmas is all about. The Master's come. The Master's come. He came not to the womb of a Jerusalem debutante, but to the womb of a lowly maid of Israel. He came not to the antiseptic institute of healing. He came to a dirty Judean manger. He came not wrapped in Syrian silk. He came wrapped in Bethlehem's burlap. He came not to studious theologians in a place of higher learning. He came to shepherds watching their flocks by night. He came not to dwell in a Galilean palace, but in the humble home of Nazareth. He came not to study behind theological walls and seminary halls, but to study on the rocks of Judean hills. He came not to be given to religious arts. He came with a hammer in a carpenter shop. I'm so glad. Thank God when he came, he didn't come to a place I couldn't enter. Thank God when he came, he didn't come to the studious theologians studying the Old Testament. Thank God when he came, he didn't come to the suite of a debutante whom I could not approach. But thank God he came to an humble woman's womb. And his first home was the womb of an humble Judean, Galilean maid. And this first home was the home of a carpenter's home. And this first work was that of a carpenter in a carpenter's shop. This morning he comes and calls for you. "The Master," said Mary, Martha. "The Master, Mary, the Master, the Master has come, has come. The Master has come. The Master, Mary, not just some anybody, but the, not a Master, but the Master has come. And shouteth. And crieth, "Mary, Mary, Mary, Mary!" Crowd shouteth for thee. He came just where Micah said he would come, in Bethlehem. He came just as Isaiah said he would come, a virgin. He came just as Moses said he would come, neath a star. He came just as Isaiah said he would come, as a lamb. He came just as David said he would come, as an outcast. He came just as Isaiah again said he would come, as a child. He came just like Daniel said he would come, a stone cut out without hands. He came just like Isaiah again said he would come, wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, the Savior is come and calleth for thee, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Liberal churches stood this morning or stand this morning all across this world and sing joy to the world and know nothing about that joy because they've never accepted the Christ who came. Liberal preachers stand up this morning talking about a baby in Bethlehem. Let's take that baby beyond Bethlehem. Let's take him to a cross. Let's put him on the cross. Not a homosexual looking long haired hippie on a cross with two nails in his hands and a nail between his feet, through his feet, and a scar in his side, but a body beaten beyond recognition where you couldn't even tell he was human. That's the Savior we worship this morning. We take you to an empty tomb and show you the place where it could not contain him, where death could not hold him, the grave could not keep him, Satan could not conquer him, but up from the grave he arose. That's a Savior who came. But all his coming is no avail unless you accept him. Doesn't matter. Liberal preachers dying going to hell talking about the Savior coming this morning. Liberal churches on their way to hell talking about the Savior coming. Doesn't matter if he came unless you accept him in. At the heart's door, the Savior's knocking. At the heart's door, fast closed by sin. Don't you hear him gently knocking? Draw the bolt and let him in. The Savior is come. Master is come and calleth for thee. The Master is come and calleth for thee. And look what he does when he comes. He came to a little old small fellow named Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus had heard that Matthew was having a party. And Zacchaeus heard that Matthew had called all the other tax collectors together for some reason. Little Zacchaeus, being a part of, no doubt working under Matthew, said, "I've got to go to this meeting. It's a banquet, get a free meal, I'll go." He goes to the meeting and Matthew stands up, the tax collector to whom Jesus had come and who trusted the Savior. And Matthew stands up and says, "Fellows, I called this meeting for an unusual reason this morning or this evening. I've called to tell you that I'm resigning as tax collector. I'll not be the tax collector anymore." And a buzz of doubt swept across that little room where those tax collectors were, because nobody could make money like a tax collector. And tax collectors were allowed to make money if they paid the Roman government. They were allowed to make money even dishonestly. And Matthew said, "I'm resigning." And those tax collectors got up on the edge of their seat, and back in the back was a little fellow tiptoeing up because he couldn't see. He was a little short fellow. And he said, "I've got to hear this." And Matthew said, "I'll tell you why I'm resigning." He said, "I was at my seat of custom just a little while ago." And he said, "A stranger came by. Oh, I'd seen him before. He grew up in the same town with me. But Jesus, who worked down there at the carpenter shop with, I thought it was his father Joseph and his mother Mary, worked down there. He came by the seat of custom." And Jesus stopped and said to me, he said, "Matthew, I want to talk to you a minute, seriously." And Matthew said, "Well, we've been friends for a long time. I always knew something strange about the guy. He wasn't like everybody else. Never argued when the umpire made a bad call and so forth. And he wasn't like everybody else." And he said, "Gentlemen, I've called this meeting to tell you something. This fellow Jesus, whom I grew up, came." And he said, "Matthew, you remember over in the book of Genesis when the scripture says the seed of man would someday, or seed of woman would someday bruise the head of the serpent? Yeah. And you remember the Passover lamb? Yeah. And you remember, Matthew, you remember the Old Testament ritual? Oh, yes. And you remember the lamb? Yes. And the goat? Yes." And Matthew said, "Jesus," said Matthew, "I am the Messiah." And I looked up and I said, "Oh, no, you can't be the Messiah. You and I have grown up in the same town, sat beside each other in the same synagogue." Jesus said, "Yes, I'm the Messiah." And Matthew said, "Something came over me." I know what that something was. It was the Holy Spirit of God is what it was. And something came over me. And Matthew said, "Before I knew it, I was on my knees looking up and saying, I take you as my Savior." And he said, "Fella, not only did I do that, but I surrendered to preach at the same time. And was licensed and ordained. And I'm going off to Howells Anderson College tomorrow." And said, "Fella," said, I want you to know him. I want you to meet him. Jesus, come on out." And out walks the lowly man of Galilee. And Matthew says, "That's he. That's the one. He saved my soul, and I want him to save your soul too. I have trusted him. I want you to trust him too." And little Zacchaeus back in the back was tiptoeing, trying to get a glimpse of Jesus. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. And he couldn't see, and his heart began to beat faster. And Zacchaeus said, "I wish I had the courage that Matthew did. I wish I could trust him, but I can't." Zacchaeus goes home that night and tells his wife, "I met somebody, I saw somebody I'll never forget. You know Matthew?" "Yeah." "Matthew, he resigned his job. He's going to become an evangelist. He's going to become a preacher. But I wish I'd trusted Jesus." "Honey, you should have seen him. Oh, you should have seen him. Never man spake like he spake. Never man looked like he looked. I wish you could have seen him. I tell you what, honey, if I ever see him again, I'm going to trust him." And one day the news came throughout the hills of Judea that Jesus was coming through Jericho. And little Zacchaeus said, "I want to see him. I want to see him." And he comes down, Jesus coming down the Jericho road, and the crowd was there. He couldn't see him. He tiptoed. He couldn't see him. Runs up and gets on top of the house and tries to see him. Couldn't see him because the press was there. Hammond Times wanted to bring some scandal out. And the press was there. And couldn't see it. "Hey, I don't know what I'll do. I'll climb up a tree." And he climbed up in a sycamore tree. The director of the Internal Revenue Service climbing up a tree. And he said, "There he is. There he is." And the Savior said, "Zacchaeus! Zacchaeus! Come down to that tree, because I'm going to your house today. Because I'm going to your house today." And Zacchaeus said, "Okay, I'm trusting him. If I've taken anything wrongly, I restore fourfold. You let the IRS send you back four times what they owe you sometime, and you'll think they got converted too. And the Master has come and calleth for thee." Then look what he does when he comes. He comes to a demon-possessed Magdalene and makes her one of the greatest followers of the Savior. The Master is come and calleth to thee. And look what he does when he comes. He comes to the thief on the cross, and on the cross, dying thief, starts talking about the kingdom of God and the millennial reign of Christ, and saved him and took him to heaven when he died. The Master is come and calleth to thee. Look what he does when he comes. He takes a woman in Sychar, been married 5 times, living with a man not her husband, and makes her the greatest evangelist of all the New Testament. Hey! She goes to the town. Hey! Come see a man that told me all things I ever did. Dr. Rice used to say she stretched the truth a little bit. He didn't tell her all things she'd ever done. He just said, been married 5 times. But she's a woman, he said, and you can understand why she says stretch the truth a little bit. The Master's come and calleth for thee, Saul of Tarsus. Thou that hates Christians more than any man in the entire world, no doubt. And the Master has come and calleth for thee and transformed him into the greatest Christian that's ever walked the face of the earth apart from the Savior himself. The Master has come and calleth for thee. And look what he does when he comes. He takes a demoniac, a demon-possessed man, a Gadara, tearing off his clothes and running like an animal through the forest. The Master comes and calls for him, and he's sitting there clothed and in his right mind. And look what the Master does when he comes. He comes to a mail trotter over here in Chicago, a drunk, an alcoholic. His wife said, Mel, why don't you straighten up? Why don't you straighten up? And Mel Trotter went down and down and down. And finally, his wife said, Mel, why don't you feed the family? You got a little girl, and she needs food, and she needs clothes. Why don't you feed the family? And Mel Trotter sold everything they had and bought liquor with it. And finally, his little girl died. And Mel Trotter, right over here in Chicago, went to his little girl's casket and took the shoes off her little feet, and sold those baby shoes off the feet of the corpse of his own little baby girl and bought liquor for himself with it. And one day he was walking down the streets of Chicago and he heard a group singing. And they were singing something like this. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died at Calvary. Or were they singing, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins? Or were they singing, there is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its worth? And on the street corner, a little group of people, Hiles Anderson College students, I think, that, thank God, used to have some people like us in those days all over Chicago. And they were singing, and a faithful, and Mel Trotter heard that song. And he stopped, and Mel Trotter knelt, and there on the streets of Chicago received Christ as his Savior. Somebody told him, the Savior is come and calleth for thee. And Mel Trotter started more rescue missions in America than any other man that's ever lived. I want to tell you something today. You bound by the bottle, and the bottle's got you bound, and you try to quit, and you can't quit, and you're losing everything that's decent and right. I've got some news for you. The Savior's come and calleth for thee, and he'll take that bottle away and wrap you in his own arms of mercy and then cover you with his own righteousness and give you the Holy Spirit to come in your life to clean you up and make your life worthwhile again. I'm talking to those this morning who are deep in sin. The Master has come and calleth for thee. I'm talking to you, dear rescue mission men. I never live the holiday season without thinking about you. Wondering where your wife is. Wondering where your children are. Some of those men up there. One man told me the mission. On Christmas, he said, I bought some presents and I took them to my wife and my children. I rang the doorbell. My wife came to the door. My children came to the door. They looked and saw who it was and shook their head and said, get out of here. We don't want anything to do with you. Well, I can tell you somebody that wants something to do with you. The Master has come and calleth for thee. You little bus kids that live in an animal-like district and the gangland causes you to fear and nobody cares any much about you. I know somebody that cares about you. The Master has come and calleth for thee. He calls for you this morning. What a better day to answer his call. Mary said, when she heard that, she said, I'm busy. Too busy. No, she didn't. Mary said, well, let me give you some time. Give me some time. Don't pressure me. I'm religious myself. No, she didn't. No, she came and fell down at the Savior's feet. And she said, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died.
Jesus said, I'm here now, but he's going to live again. Yeah. She said something about, he said, I am the resurrection to life. I am the resurrection. I am the one that gives life. I am the one that gives eternal life. And he'll give it to you this morning. I've got some wonderful news today. Did you hear that Jesus got born? Did you hear that Jesus got born? Did you hear that Jesus lived a life above sin and never sinned? Did you hear he went to the cross and died for your sins? Hey, did you hear that Jesus rose after 3 days and three nights? And did you hear he comes this morning to you and says, I want you? Nobody else may want you, but Jesus wants you. Nobody else may love you, but Jesus loves you. May I close with a little story I haven't told in several years. I don't tell it usually on a Sunday morning. I usually tell it to children when I talk to children. But it's a Christmas story, and I love to tell it. And those of you that have heard it would love to hear it again. And those that wouldn't love to hear it again are going to hear it again. A little boy in London, England. It was Christmas Eve. Little boy had no place. He walked the streets of London, England, and saw the Christmas trees as their lights, as they shine through the windows. He walked and heard the people singing from the houses, Joy to the world, the Lord is come. And he heard them singing. He heard the laughter and he saw the little boys and girls playing inside the houses, but he had no place to sleep. He had no home. This little boy finally, it was cold, of course, night, Christmas Eve night. And he finally finds a little place where he can get the wind off of him. The little alcove of a store, the entrance of a store. You know how here's a street out here and the windows come in like that and the door here. And he huddles up at the door to keep the strong wind from coming. And he cries. And he can hear people singing, O little town of Bethlehem, silent night, holy night. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. But Christmas is just another night of hunger for him. Christmas Eve is just another night of loneliness for him. Christmas Eve is just another night to be cold for him. And he's huddled there. And all of a sudden, somebody taps him on the shoulder. He looks up and sees the kindest old man's face you ever saw in your life. A white-haired man with a sweet look on his face. And he said, Son, would you like to have a place to sleep tonight? And the little boy looked up and said, Yes, I would. I sure would love to have a place to sleep tonight. And the old man said, Would you like to have some warm clothes? He said, Yes, sir. I sure would like to have some warm clothes. And he said, Would you like to have a nice, nice warm house to be in? He said, I sure would. Would you like to have a Christmas tree and Christmas presents? And the little boy said, Yes, I would. All righty, the old man said, You follow my instructions. You go down this street, this way, and turn left, next block. Now he said, You turn left until you come to a place called a street called Mulberry Lane. And he said, when you get to Mulberry Lane, you turn right on Mulberry Lane. Until you get to 316 Mulberry Lane. When you get to 316 Mulberry Lane, you walk up and you knock on the door. And there'll be an old man come to the door. And I don't want you to say anything to the old man but these words, John 3:16. That's all you say. If you say anything else, you won't get your place to sleep. You won't get your nice warm clothes. You won't get your warm bed. You won't get your Christmas tree. You won't get your presents. Just say John 3:16. He said, Now you got it. Go down the street, the next street, turn left. Go till you come to Mulberry Lane. Turn right on Mulberry Lane till you come to 3:16. Go up, knock on the door. When the old man comes to the door, you just say John 3:16. That's all you say. He went down the street, turned left, went to Mulberry Lane, turned right, went to 316, went up the door, knocked on the door. And a gentle old man came to the door and said, Son, can I help you? The little boy said, John 3:16. And the old man said, Son, who sent you here? He said, John 3:16. And he said, Son, what do you expect here? He said, John 3:16. He said, Son, do you want to come in? He said, John 3:16. He said, What right do you have to come in, son? He said, John, about to shout right now. He said, John 3:16. He said, Come on in, son. He said, Son, do you like it in here? He said, John 3:16. And he said, Son, would you like to have some nice new warm clothes? He said, John 3:16. He said, How about a, would you like to have a pretty Christmas tree after they bathed and put some nice clothes on? He said, John 3:16. And he said, would you like to have a Christmas present? He said, John 3:16. And the old man said, "Now it's time to go to bed. Would you like to have a warm bed?" And the little boy said, John 3:16. And he went to bed at night. And the little boy, he smiled and cried at the same time and said, "Think about it. All of this because of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Hallelujah. John 3:16. When I get to heaven, Jesus is going to say to me, "What right do you have to come in?" I'm going to say, John 3:16. He's going to say, "Are you saved? How you know you're saved?" I'm going to say, John 3:16. He's going to say, "Well, about your sins?" I'm going to say, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I've got good news for you this morning. Jesus got born. I've got better news. The Master has come and calleth for thee. Our Heavenly Father,